Next item on the agenda is report from the Texas Water Development Board staff, Reich.
Good morning again, y'all. My list is short today. First, congrats to our new officers. Excited to have y'all. There's a couple of y'all shuffled around, a couple stayed, but congrats. Can't wait to work with y'all. That being said, we do have a chair's conference call in February, but now I will have to take Mr. Wade off that and give that over to Alicia. So congrats on that. We'll be in contact. Plan review, we are diving into the plans right now and doing a more thorough review of those. So you'll hear from me or one of my colleagues in the future on that, if we have any questions, comments, or concerns, or what the next steps are. For payment requests, Pam's on top of it, as always, working with me on those. I don't think we have anything that's lingering too long, but we are working on y'all's number 13 right now. So good job on always getting to those on time. Budget memos, Pam, again, we can have a discussion offline about budget memos. If you need a template from us, I can provide that to you. We can get those funds moving and processed on our end, so we can have that happen for y'all. Other than that, the last thing I have is, and this is again targeted towards Pam really, but any non-voting member absentees or excessive absentees, please let me know who those are and how much has been missed. We are, or I am, looking at all of my regions and seeing what non-voting members have not been there, especially the ones that are statutorily required to be at these meetings. So please let me know if anybody has been missing for a long time. That's basically my update. So thank you all again.
Thank you, Reich. Also, thank you to the Texas Water Development Board staff and to you for all of the guidance that you have given me during this period. You have certainly helped me be able to get done what I needed to. So thank you.